Zelensky and Hunter Biden have a great deal in common, and you should be aware of it. You see, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, well, the cokehead of Kiev, because he is a cokehead, the cokehead of Kiev is actually a manufactured political figure. He was manufactured by a Ukrainian Israeli Cypriot oligarch called Ihor Kolomoisky.
Well, there you go. That's the good guys over there. Slava Ukraini. Let's send them billions and billions and billions, hundreds of billions of more dollars for this bullshit war. They just killed an American citizen. They captured an American citizen in Ukraine who was criticizing Zelensky and this bullshit criminal oligarch regime that is totally stealing from the American taxpayers so they could buy villas and mansions in other countries while pretending to be at war with Russia. They've taken a dude who's an American citizen. He was in that country, and he was pointing out that the Zelensky regime was lying, that the Zelensky regime is utilizing Nazis to attack ethnic Russians in the eastern part of Ukraine. They captured him. They tortured him. They gave him a bullshit trial, and when he was out on bail or bond, he said, "Holy shit, they've been torturing me. They've been scratching the retinas of my eyeball. And I'm gonna make a run for the Polish border. Wish me luck." And obviously, the regime was watching him, and they arrested him. And they said, "You just tried to escape from us." He goes, "Yeah, I'm trying to escape from you because you're gonna kill me." And they said, "We're not going to kill you. We love democracy, rainbow democracy with dildos, of course. And how dare you try to flee us, saying that we're going to kill you?" Then they killed him. Then they killed him. And there's deafening silence from these lefty shitheads who were all upset about a Saudi Arabian dude who got killed by Saudi Arabians. Here you got this fucking dude, Khashoggi, who wrote three pieces for the Washington Post. And the regime, the establishment, and you goofball leftards wanted Donald Trump impeached because he didn't come out against the killing of a Saudi Arabian journalist in Saudi Arabia, because he wrote three pieces for the Washington Post. Here's an American citizen giving out information in a journalist fashion, captured by these Ukrainian cocksuckers, tortured to death, and then murdered in their prisons, and you fuckers won't say anything because he's got different politics than you. You don't give a shit about journalism. You don't give a shit about human rights. You don't give a shit about people being tortured to death in prisons. You're fucking dipshit morons, and you're going to get everybody killed if we don't stand up to you. Tucker Carlson. Gonzalo Lira Sr. says his son has died at 55 in a Ukrainian prison where he was being held for a crime of criticizing Zelensky and Biden governments. Gonzalo Lira was an American citizen, but the Biden administration clearly supported his imprisonment and his torture. Several weeks ago, we spoke to his father, who predicted that his son would be killed. And sadly, the father was right. These fucking assholes in Washington, D.C., these kid fucking monsters, go out there and go, "Oh, we gotta rescue this basket hoop player from Russia. Russia's gonna kill him. I mean her. I mean Zimzarbs." So we do a fucking trade. We give out a massive, he's called the mercenary of death or the weapons dealer of death, a massive gun runner, a massive, huge, gigantic Russian gun runner. We trade that dude and a bunch of money to get a fucking goofball Zimzerb basket hoops player out of Russia, because we won't leave an American citizen behind, except for the American Marine that we left behind in Russia, because we can't have a straight white dude being rescued from Russia. That don't play well. So we gotta get the fucking the black basket hoops WNBA star. Here's an American citizen in Ukraine. You're funneling money to this shithole. They've captured him. They said, "Oh my God, he's given out our secret." What secrets is he? He's walking down Kiev, pointing out that Kiev wasn't obliterated, that Kiev had water, Kiev had electricity, Kiev had fucking internet. You guys, all your nightclubs are open. He was just pointing this out. He said, "Well, that is giving away our position." You've got these TikTok fuckers on the front line. They dancing. They dancing in Ukraine. They're filming TikToks on the front line of Slava Ukrainians. That's not giving away positions. But this dude standing up to Zelensky, standing up to the regime from within Ukraine, that's some brass balls. And sure enough, they kill him. They kill him. And deafening silence from all of you cocksucker lefties over there. Yeah. That's going to work out well for all of us. We're all under attack, you morons. But again, these fuckers are too stupid to see what's going on. That's why they're on a shit ton of drugs, boys. Black tar heroin, mRNA technology jabs at their buttholes, hormone blocker. They're on all types of stupid shit. Can't see right in front of them what's going on. Not a fucking peep from the American government about an American citizen being tortured to death in a Ukrainian prison. But we're going to send them more money. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck these people. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date with Ukraine killing American citizens and torturing them to death because they are against this bullshit war, hit that subscribe button and make way. Because assault must flow.